The surah we are going to discuss is known as Surah At-Takwir. Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. The beginning of the surah, if you have to look at it, the beginning half of the surah got to do with the scenes of Qiyamah. Either when the trumpet will be blown the first time, or when it's blown the second time, which we will look at now. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's one word was, that person who would like to see Qiyamah as though it is in front of his eyes, he would say, "Man sarrahu ay yanzura ila yawm al-qiyamah ka'annahu ra'ya 'aynin." So unique words. The one who will be happy to look at qiyamah as though it's in front of his eye, falyaqra, he said, let him read the surah. The surah is ash-shamsu kuwirat, and the next surah is as-sama'un fatarat. And the next surah is الشمس إذا السماء انشقت. These three surahs. So the beginning of the surah, and we'll go very fast through the beginning, and you will see the translation there. The beginning of the surah is just showing you when this will happen, when this will happen, when this will happen. But the crux of the surah comes in the second part. The crux of the surah is to say that this world is made up of two systems. The system one is what we call the zahiri, the apparent nizam of the world, running system. So behind every system which is apparent, there's a hidden system. And everyone understands that just because I can't see the hidden system, it doesn't mean I must deny it. So you see the sun. So the surah will take, by the oath of the sun, by the oath of the stars when they moving, by the oath of the morning when it comes, by the oath of the night when it goes. So this is all something. I see the night, I see the day, I can see the sun, I can see the stars, I can see everything disappearing, I see. And now if the weatherman says to you that tomorrow it's going to be very cold, now you want to know how he knows that. So you say that it operates with a hidden system. So you see that sun is moving in a certain orbit. That is why tomorrow is going to rise at this time. You say, how you know? So no one will ask the man how you know. It's just that because I can't see it, I am ready to accept the one who knows about it. And I accept it in such a manner that when I want to go for a picnic, have an ijtima, have a jalsa, I'll be ready to ask that man, you think it's going to rain next week? Although that man has lied so many times. He told us it's going to snow in Gauteng. Gauteng never snowed. Everyone was waiting that day. Some people went all the way to Arkansas to look for the snow, never found it there also. They just found one shop called the Snow House. So far they went, they trust us. And when they came back, they still never got upset and said, I never trust you again. The next time the man will say, I think it's going to snow, they go again. I get some people in search of snow. They said when one person went to, most likely it was Bangladesh or Pakistan, maybe even in Jamaat. So he was very, very interested with this. That he said, how like cultural the people are, or like how much ambition they got in life. That when they give names also. So he was giving an example and he said, Hotel Paradise. That the person said, let's go to Hotel Paradise. Now he thought like, you know, like at least a 5-star hotel. So he was shocked when he saw Hotel Paradise. It was just one bench, one umbrella, and the man was selling lemonade. And he had a big sign that was bigger than the roof also. Hotel Paradise. So you get some people like, so if they go all the way to Drakensberg and they see one shop called the Snow House, what is that exactly? Is or something. So everyone believes in the hidden system of the sun, of the moon, of the stars. Just because we don't see it, actually we are very, very happy when someone tells us what's going to happen next. So the surah says, when that's how you behave with the sun and the stars, with the day, with the night, that if anyone can tell you anything more, you get thrilled. You don't ever say, how you know? You get thrilled. He says, so now in front of you, how we have a nizam of the world, then there's also a ruhani nizam, a spiritual system. In the spiritual system, there's one that you can see, and there's an entire system which you can't see. The one that you can see is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he, the Arabs knew him, they loved him, they called him Sadiq, they called him Masduq, the truthful, they call him Amin. He would ask them, have I ever lied? They would say no. He would say, hal tara fima akulu ba'san, that do you see anything in what I say, any problem in? The man would say, no. And then he say, by the qasam of the idols. Look at that answer. When the blind Sahabi radiallahu anh came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on which Abbas wa tawalla was revealed, that he is blind, but at least he got desire. The one you talking to, look at him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling that leader, is there anything wrong in what I'm saying? So the leader says, no way. Nothing wrong. Which means that he must read Kalima immediately. He says, nothing wrong in what you say, by the oath of the idols. Even when he's saying, everything you say is right, he still takes qasam on idols. By the oath of the idols. That's when Abbasa was revealed. He said, one man is not interested, don't run behind him. One man is interested, although he's blind, worry about him. So he says, the Rasul of Allah, all of you know him. You know him, you got no problem with him. Now when he says, something is coming to me which you can't see, Jibreel alayhi salam, he says, now why you got a problem? When the man says the sun, but behind the sun there's a system operating, you can't see it. But because I can see the sun, immediately I'm ready to accept a system which I can't see. So he said, you see the Rasul of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you got no problem with him. Now when he says that the angel of Allah comes to me, now why you got a problem? This is the crux of the surah. But Allah Ta'ala, before bringing it to that, he says, remember Qiyamah. By saying remember Qiyamah means that I have just told you, you saw the sun, you ready to accept behind the sun. You saw the Nabi of Allah. You supposed to be ready to accept the system behind the Nabi of Allah. The only thing is when you see the sun and someone tells you, let me tell you how the sun works, how the moon works, because your dunya benefits. Because your dunya benefits. That I know whether I must have the picnic this weekend or not. I know what I have this year now. I know I'm going for this journey. Is it going to be rainy? What clothing to take? Is it going to be hot? Is it going to be cold? Because your dunya benefits you, you are ready to believe in a hidden system. Even if the man who tells you about it, sometimes he's right, sometimes he's wrong. Just because your dunya is going to benefit, you are ready to deny what the eye sees. And you tell the man, I am looking for someone who knows more than me, for the benefit of dunya. But when it comes where there's no benefit for dunya, meaning man might see some harm in his dunya, then he has a problem in the Nabi of Allah. Then he has a problem. So the surah starts with, by the qasam of Qiyamah. By the qasam of Qiyamah means, one day your dunya is not going to be here. It's going to be your akhirah. How he was ready to accept the system behind the sun and the moon for his dunya. His dunya is going to go one day. Everything he ran for is going to be gone. Rather worry about Akhirah. And when a man then worries about Akhirah, the Nabi of Allah speaks. He says, Jibreel alayhi salam told me, he said, I accept immediately. Allah's Nabi, you're saying Jibreel said, I accept. And then a Sahabi says to a Tabi'i, the Tabi'i say, I accept. Tabi'i to a Tabi'i, I accept. An alim to the student, I accept. A scholar to the people, we accept. Everyone is ready to accept. Why? He says, because I'm worried of my akhirah. Then there's no big talks. There's no why. There's no how come. But to reach this level of sami'na wa ata'na, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as-sam'i wa ta'a, that I ask you to hear and obey. Wa in kana abdan habshiyan, even if your leader, even if your teacher is a slave, he will just tell you, Allah wants this. There and there you will say, if Allah wants it, I do it. But you will say, but I can't see it. He says, normally you don't ask about the sun, because your dunya is going to benefit there. The man tells you, tomorrow the sun will rise at this time. There and there you accept. Where your akhirah is going to benefit. And the man tells you, give this charity in the path of Allah. There and there you say, I'm ready to give it. That is how. Previously we mentioned this incident. It comes to my mind now, may Allah make it beneficial. They speak about Harun Rashid and his wife. Harun Rashid, he had the wealth of the world. But sometimes you just don't grab an opportunity. He grabbed many. But his wife, they had like what was called a very pious man who used to sit with the makatib, with the children. He was known as Bahlul. But because he was extremely high in his levels of piety, he never loved the things of this world. So because he was close to the royal camp, it's naturally when you're in that royal environment, they want you to act royal. And he had no thrill with royalty. So because of which he looks a little funny, people laugh. So whenever he would do things to make the children happy, thrill to teach them. So one day he told all the children, you must make castles. Sand castles, just make castles to keep them busy. And it just happened, Harun Rashid, when his ministers are going past. So again, he looks at what the children are doing and he laughs. And he says, what they up to now? So Bahlul, he laughs at the Khalifa and he says, they're building the palaces of Jannah. Now that small thing, you're going to call that a palace, like how I told you, hotel paradise. So Harun Rashid will also laugh. He laughed like, that's the palace of Jannah. So he asked, like, how much is one palace? So Bahlul will laugh. Bahlul says, no, like 10 dirhams. Now 10 dirhams was so little, but had he taken it out, those children, they would have all got one dirham, they would have gone running to the shop, and they would have got a sweet at least. And for sweets, children can do anything. Anything and everything. We went to Afghanistan. It was almost time for Salah. Afghanistan, you don't ever worry about someone stealing your money. Because they'll never steal it in a haram manner. But they can steal it in a halal manner. So we had to go to the toilet and we're rushing for Salah. I go in the toilet. When I come out, I see the gate is locked. Because they have toilet, and one gate. I'm wondering now, how did that get locked? Because there was no gate there. But it was the gate, it was open. It's locked. Now I'm looking at the toilets, I'm a distance away, so I'm looking to see, can someone see me? I'm in the toilet. How you feel like? Start screaming, help. Then one young boy comes, I say, can you open this here? He say, yes, yes. And he takes his money out. And you must pay to come out of toilet. He got no money. The moment he got no money, I tell him that my friend, I got no money in my pocket, I need to go read Salah. He's like so calm. I mean, they were calm with the Americans. They are going to make him scared. Calm. Like, put some money inside. I had to wait until my one friend came. I said, like, save me from the toilet. I got in my Salah. So he came, he told the boy, like, open up. Where's the key? The thing just got a lock and he's just standing, smiling. Like, as he got halal manner, he can steal. So then he asked him, what you want? The boy also was so sharp, like, he could have just taken the money. But right next to the toilet, there's a shop that sells sweets. So you buy sweets from the shop and you give the boys. That shop man, he's working on the toilet man. And you go there and you buy sweets and everyone gets their sweets. So just for the sweets. So Harun Rashid, 10 dirhams, maybe it was 10, something small for the Khalifa. Where he's going to buy the palaces of Jannah, he laughs and he carries on. But then Harun Rashid's wife comes later. And when she sees the young boys, the woman is a woman, she says, so beautiful these castles. How much is it? Palaces of Jannah, mashallah, mashallah. That's a woman, isn't it? That's what they say, go for collection drive, don't ever do it with the men. Do it with aunties and you'll see how much you collect. Like, how much? So beautiful, how much is it? So Bahlul said, tell the Khalif's wife, that these are the palaces of Jannah, 10 dirhams. How much is this one? How much is that one? That one is the bigger one. Okay, take that one. And she pays for it. Her money or the Khalif's money, but she pays for it. That night, Harun Rashid has a dream. In the dream, he finds himself walking in Jannah. This got to do when it benefits your Akhirah. When it benefits your Akhirah, you don't ask too many questions. When it benefits dunya, people don't ask questions. When it benefits Akhirah, that's when everyone drops. The surah says, dunya is going to go soon. Dunya is going to go. The Nabi of Allah, you know him, he's telling you what Jibreel is saying. Why don't you believe it? So he has a dream, he's walking in paradise, and he sees a palace. And what a palace. And he wants to enter it, and he sees on the door his wife's name written. His wife's name. So he looks at it, shocked. Then he sees there's a pathway. And as he's walking on the path, he's getting more smarter in a bigger palace. Because three gardens, meaning three palaces of Jannah were being sold by the children. He looks at it, he sees his wife's name. Gets shocked, like, what she got? And then he carries on, again he sees the third one, his wife's name. So when he wakes up at night, sometimes when you wake up and you have a heavy dream, then he immediately wakes his wife up, says, what you want now? He says, what a dream I had. I saw three palaces for you in Jannah. Like. So she laughed. She said, amazing, today I purchased like three palaces from Bahlul's children. That small one, a little bit big one, a little bit big. She said, amazing how Allah appreciates. But he is not telling her, before you went there, I was the stupid one who just walked past. So the next day he is thinking about, let me go past, and if I can see the palaces of Jannah, then I won't pay 10 dirham, I'll pay 100, 200, 300. So now he comes. And he sees, and he gets so happy because when you're excited, he's going to be there, not be there, and you come there and it's there. Those children have got their castles. So he says, Bahlul, Bahlul, how much is the palaces of Jannah? And Bahlul looks at him. And Allah inspired him, he realized something happened. So he says, your kingdom. So he looks at him and he says, what are you talking about? Just yesterday it was 10 dirhams. How can it be my kingdom? So Bahlul gave an answer. He said, it cost 10 dirhams for the ones who never saw its reality. And it cost your entire empire for the one who saw its reality. For the one who never see it, little charity will do lot. The day you will see it, a man will say, I'll give my whole life. And if you give me the whole world, I will give it in fidya. It comes in the hadith, Almighty Allah will say to the person, but I never asked you for the whole world. I only asked you for little. I never asked you for the whole world. But when the time to give little comes, the man asks questions. Because his dunya is not going to benefit. The surah is going to say, your dunya is going. Your dunya is going. Just look at these words, like, to explain the word in itself, there's no time. But just when you look at it, like, you know when you're giving a bayan, and you have those fiery speakers, and every word rhymes, and it just goes higher, that even the crowd, like, starts lifting off the ground. But in Arabic, they can do it. In English, you can't do it, unless, like, you know how to rhyme it. But if you get that taste of the Arabic language, and you learn like how to see that ending word when it rhymes. then you will pick up this, how high, going higher, going higher, going higher. Try and understand this when we are reading the surah. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ When the sun will be wrapped up, meaning you died for this world, when the sun will be wrapped up, وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ And when the stars will fall to the ground, meaning they will lose their luster. When the mountains will be made to move, وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ The Arabs loved their camel. She camel, pregnant camel, it's going to give another camel. On the day when the pregnant she camel, أُطِّلَتْ Arabs love camels, and students love holidays. Holiday in the Arabic language is called utla. Utla. Now you remember this verse. When the thing that the Arabs loved, what will happen with it? The thing that we love. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ أُطْلَتْ There's your utla holiday, there's your camel. When the camels, full term, she camels, meaning pregnant on the verge of giving birth. A Nabi of Allah is going in jihad. And he says, anyone who has a camel on the verge of giving birth, please don't come with me. You just stay now with your camel. Because your mind is going to be in your camel. Then he says, anyone who has built a house, but he has not yet put its roof. He says, please, you don't stay with me. You don't stay. You don't come. You stay and fill up. Finish your roof. And then he finally said the last one. Anyone who just got married and he has not yet spent time with his wife. And he says, after the battle I'm going. He says, you please just go to your wife. Because even in the battle you'll be asking me, when is finishing? When is finishing? He says, take it easy. Take it easy. But on that day when that pregnant camel even that which the Nabi said, don't come with me. Your mind is sucking it. He said, on that day when it's left. Now let's look at it again. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ When the sun will be wrapped. When the stars will lose their luster. When the mountains will be made to move. When the pregnant, full-term, she-camels will be just left one side. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ When wild beasts will be gathered. Normally a lion comes, everyone runs. On that day, like a Sahabiya said, when she heard Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, when people will have no clothing, she said, then one will be looking at the other. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِي On that day, everyone will have such a worry that will make him unconcerned about everyone else. So now the lion will come. But the lion won't move and the man won't even notice the lion. He will be so concerned, animals will come. Pushira. Meaning in the world, if it came, you ran. But on that day, you gather all of them. The man will not even be bothered. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ When the oceans will be made to burn with fire. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ When souls will be paired together. The different groups will come. When the criminals will be put one side. Adulterers will be put one side. People used to mix with the groups. Drug addicts, you go on that side. Killers, you go on that side. When nufus will come. And look how high it's going. The sun, the stars, the she camel, the wild animals. Then the ocean is burning. The mountains are moving. And then he said, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ مَوْءُودَة A baby buried alive. When the baby who was buried alive, سُئِلَتْ will be asked, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ Then what was your crime? Why did your father kill you? Or when the people of Gaza, the small children, will be asked, what was your crime? Why were you killed? Or in the past when Fir'aun killed so many children. Or in every war, when the Zalims rain their armies upon innocent children. He says, that day will come. But that small child, Allah will make the big will become small. The sins of Qiyamah are too amazing to ask. Because who will be a baby on that day? But for Almighty Allah, it will be sins. So suddenly the man who's there, he's brought in his normal form. It's not something we can understand Qiyamah. Because remember, there'll be no babies on Qiyamah. But the baby that someone kills, a scene will come in front of him. The killer and the baby. And in front of him, the baby will ask, why did he kill you? And the baby will go, I don't know. Like, ask him. That scene, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ opened up a very big picture on that day. A man slapped his wife. That scene will come in front. The man will ask, why did he slap you? And the one slapped will say, I don't know. Ask him. And you see that there, but you got no answer. When the boss will be told, why didn't you shout him? They'll ask the worker. Worker say, I don't know. Ask him. That scenes of Qiyamah. Every person will be seeing what he did. And he'll have no answer why I did it. He can't even remember why he did it. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ when the papers will now be opened. Meaning if you can't remember why you slapped that child, why you killed that innocent child, why you did that zulam, then open your books and read. And when you open the books, it's not just reading, it's like an entire movie in front of you. You are seeing everything that you have done. When the books will be laid open, وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ when the skin will be peeled away from the sky, meaning what's on the other side of the sky we can't see. But when Allah will remove that barrier, then whatever is happening on the other side we will see. And it will be very, very scary for many. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُحْقِرَتْ this I told you, you go higher, higher, higher. And now when Jahannam will be set ablaze, وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ and on the other side, Jannah will be brought closer and closer. That some are going to burn, and some are going to enjoy. On that day, عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ every soul will realize what he has brought for Allah. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ But the main part of the surah I told you was what comes after that. Where Almighty Allah says, I take an oath. خُنَّتْ by the planets that are always moving. That you see them moving, but you do believe there's a system operating. You can't see the system, but the planet, its movement, and the people who studied it are telling you, this is its name, this is its point, this is why it comes, you believe it. By the oath of the planets that are moving, Al-Jawar, Al-Kunnas, they're running on their course, and then they suddenly disappear. Now you're looking, where is that one? It's gone. It will come after a while. We haven't seen that one for the last 50 years. This month we're going to see a comet. It hasn't been seen for the last 300 years. You believe everything. But you can't see nothing. You believe a system. By the oath of the night, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا أَسْعَسْ when it departs. By the oath of the morning, when it breathes the fresh air. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ meaning you believe what's happening in the world, although you can't see it. Just because you see night and day, you see the sun, you see the moon. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ indeed, this Quran is based on the word Rasul messenger. Kareem? Noble. This noble messenger is Jibreel alayhi salam. Indeed, it is based on the words of a noble messenger. Just because you can't see him, but you are seeing the Rasul of Allah reading something. So when he is reading something and he's telling you where it's coming from, it's coming from someone behind. The quwwah. Quwwah? Power. The one of power. In the dil arshi, by the one of the throne, makinin, who has a very firm position. Makin means solid. The quwa, the makin, makin and makan. Makan is place, makin is the one in the place, who occupies a good place in the dil arsh, by Almighty Allah. So Jibreel alayhi salam's quality, the quwa, the one of power, makin, who enjoys a good place, where? In the dhil arsh, by Almighty Allah. Muta'in, ita'at means to obey. Muta' means one who is obeyed, meaning Jibreel alayhi salam. When he says something, all the angels accept. Thumma amin, muta'in. Thumma. If it is thumma, thumma means there. And if it's thumma, then it means end. Muta'in. Thumma. Muta'in thumma. There he is obeyed, aminin. And he is most trustworthy. As for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Almighty Allah says to the world, all of you know he was not a madman. Even the non-Muslim knows that Muhammad was unique, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, when you know he is unique, and he's just telling you behind me is something you can't see, then Allah Ta'ala says, I can't understand why you got an issue with it. وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ. You know your companion was not mad. وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينَ. All that happened is, he saw Jibreel alayhi salam in a clear horizon. He saw him. It was the second revelation. It was after that, Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir. And everything happened after. Wama huwa alal ghaybi bidhanin. And your Nabi is not stingy with the knowledge of the unseen. What he meets, he gets, he tells you immediately. He says, he read to me, Iqra bismi rabbika. I'm forced to read it. They would tell him, stop reading this here. He says, I can't stop. He says, he's a Nabi. But how come in the world, so many things you cannot see? But when someone tells you what's happening, you believe it. Again, because your dunya is going to benefit. The surah is going to say, your dunya is one day going to wrap up. A Nabi you believe. But when he tells you what's happening behind, then you say, no, I don't want to believe. The surah is to say, how are you behaving like that? وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. His words is not the words of the devil. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. O man, where are you going? Look at this. أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. This Quran is nothing but a reminder for the entire world. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ. For the one who wishes from you to find the straight path, to remain straight. And how the surah ends. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ. Problem is, you will never be able to wish to be on the straight path. إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Unless Allah first wishes. He says, for some of you I never wished. Finished. For some of you I never wished. When you hear this, you have to immediately say, oh Allah, wish for me. Wish for me. Because there are some who Allah doesn't wish. Then they will study the scientists and they'll believe everything the scientist says. But when the Nabi of Allah says something, they'll believe nothing he says. Because Allah never wished. And another, he will just hear my Nabi said, and it is game over. Just with the word my Nabi said, they will not even ask questions. Normally in Islam, there are two groups. There is the alim, and then there is the ignorance man. Sometimes the alim doesn't believe so much like the ignorant man. So the alim example, if someone tells him, give sadaqah, Allah will give lot back. You say, GG. But you don't give. The ignorant man, you tell him even something fabricated. So in the past, it's not good, but that's how people take people for rights. You can take people for lot rights. So two people landed up by one person thinking him to be a sheikh. You are a fraud. So they landed up and said, we came to change our lives. So he's wondering, what are they doing here? So they thought him to be the sheikh. You are a fraud. But now he took the opportunity that, hey, if they change, I make some zikr, I tell them, you need subhanallah, subhanallah. And if they change their lives, they're big business people, my job is done. But he never know what to tell them. They said, we came to change our lives. So they said, Hazrat, what must we do? And he never know. He said, you see the tree in front here? It's in the way of the believers. Go dig the tree. For them, that was like, Hazrat said, dig the tree. He never know what to tell them. They went, the two of them, and started digging the tree in that heat, perspiring, digging the tree. A saint of the time has a dream that as they digging the tree, they going up and up and up towards Almighty. The man was a fraud. He had no yaqeen at all. They were ready to believe in anything. Dig the tree and your Jannah is made. They went to go dig it. Sometimes we find other people believe more than we believe. The surah is saying, Aina tadhhabu. How come you can believe the scientists so fast? But when it comes to Almighty Allah. And the worst is, some people in the world, they ready to believe Donald Trump also. That's like the last person to believe. But you see, they believe him. They'll be so happy, like he sorted out the war. Sometimes when you hear it, like it just don't make sense. That do you really believe it? Today one person is telling me that, and I can't believe some ulama also believe it. Maybe the ulama are acting. I mean, I don't believe they can ever believe that Donald Trump could be truthful. But he says it's amazing that actually they believe it. Like, and they believe, some of them, that Donald Trump is bad. Which means Iran is good. That's another lie. That if he is Donald Duck, then he's Mickey Mouse. And the whole thing is Disneyland, that's all. So years ago, Iran once had to bomb America. And it happened. We don't even remember it happened. But just a while ago, before Donald Trump, he pushed away this other guy, Biden. Just before he pushed it away, whoever heard his speeches, so someone sent me that speech. I don't follow these talks. But someone sent me that speech. It was a unique speech. He says, you know, me and Iran, he says, when I was president, then he says, I don't know, he's telling his friend, Bill or John. John, you remember that day, John? You remember that day where you were also very worried? And you were telling me they're going to bomb our bases. And I was like relaxed that day. I was playing golf. He always play golf. He said, but you saw I wasn't worried. You remember that day, John? So maybe John said, yes, I don't know. But you are saying this to the people before you got second elected. He said, you people were very worried, I was calm. He said, because I knew what you never know. He said, they already contacted me. And they say, we have to bomb some of your places. Just to tell our people we're doing something. So he said, I told them, obviously you got that right. He said, that's what, even his bayan that day was a unique bayan. He said, that's what you call respect. Look at the respect Iran got for us. He said, that's what you call respect. He says, they have a right. They have to show they're doing something. But how kind of them to first tell us where they're going to bomb. So he told us, we'll be bombing year. So we made sure we cleared those places they bomb. He said, we remember, I even told the boy next door, meaning that friend of his, that how many of our bases got bombed. He counted. He said, I told you yesterday. That's going to happen. And wrapped up. He said, look at the respect Iran has for the USA. He said that time. Just 2 days ago I was thinking of that. Because first America, bomb, 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 bomb in Iran. And they said, we wiped out their entire nuclear power. And Iran announced, and not one person died. Not one person. So many nuclear. Nuclear means nuclear blasts. You're supposed to get oil going up, fire going up. Even the security guard, at least one guy could have been sleeping there. He's supposed to die. Not one person dies. But in one night they knocked everything and not a single person died. How all those people knew the bombs are coming today, let's move. And then a few days later they said, no, actually we bombed Lord, but in 2 months' time they'll be able to start again. He said they'll never in their life start again, not in 2 months' time. Then Iran had to rebomb. He said, how many missiles you send, we're going to send same amount of missiles. But now you can't reach America now. America is too far. Say, Qatar. Just, how many missiles you send? Okay, tick, 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 tick. And America will say, they bombed our places. Equal how much we bombed theirs. And amazing. And not one person dies. So Donald Trump, again, he said the same sentence. If anyone has his, because he puts all his things on his own. He's a man who's like a shaitan, but they say sometimes shaitan speaks the truth. He actually again said, I thank you, Iran, for informing us first of when and where you will be bombing. I thank you, Iran. Look at the respect they got for the United States. Again, he thanked them. What a world, Disneyland. But still the world will believe that side and will believe this side. Say, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُ. But when the Rasul of Allah said, Jibreel has told me, then you see the man like, can he really be like, is it like that? فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُ. Allah Ta'ala says, problem is, if I don't wish for you to come right, you are never going to come right. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُ. May Allah Ta'ala, through the brilliance of Quran, make all of us right.